Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So on this episode, we're going to talk about getting to the next level of success. What does it really take? What does it take from you? What does it take from a team if you've got one? What does it take from your marketing, from all sorts of different perspectives, so that by the end of this episode, you should have a really clear path to the next level in your business, whatever that means for you.
Yep. And I'm so excited to really be diving in with you guys on this, because we're going to start to integrate more of the strategy that comes along with growing and scaling and just operating inside of your business as an entrepreneur, while also making sure that we're fully addressing and tackling the internal shifts that go along with that. Because as many of you are well aware, you can't really grow a business if you're not growing yourself. And the term that I always love to use is that your business will only evolve to the capacity of which you first evolved yourself. And so you can have the best strategies in the world, but if you're not at the place where you need to be as an emotional human being, then those strategies will not work nearly as well as they could be once you've evolved yourself internally. So we're going to be taking on both angles of this, really addressing how you can, number one, have the right strategies, systems in place, but more importantly, in having those, how you can evolve yourself so that you can do it from a place of ease, where it's effortless, where it feels good for you, and you're not having massive resistance around that next step of growing and scaling, while also having a clear step-by-step process on how to get there.
Now, what Sophie said is really, really important here, because it is very easy for us to get trapped in trying to improve external things, things that we can see, things that give us immediate feedback, such as our marketing, right? So we think that we want more clients, we want more money, so we need to have better marketing, we need to have better business systems. And it's easy to think that because they're in the world of the tangible. And frankly, it's easier, right? It's a lot easier to do that stuff. However, realize that everything you do, all of your communications, whether you're willing to risk things, bet on yourself, make big moves, change things, whether you show up powerfully vulnerable, whether you allow people into your heart, whether you're heart led, or whether you're still feeling the resistance of fear, all of that comes from your emotional system. It comes from your unconscious mind. The success you do in anything comes from the way that you think. And so you can use the same strategy over and over and over again. But as you do the inner work, those strategies will become even more effective. That's really the difference between entrepreneurs who are making $1 million a year and entrepreneurs using the same strategies making $100,000 a year or less, right? So we're going to give you both sides of these. And I know it might be easy to lean into, oh, no, I'm just going to do the marketing stuff out of this episode, right? Because that's easy. I can do that right now. I don't have to look into myself. I don't have to do the inner work. I don't have to face fears or beliefs or anything like that. But please, please, please honor yourself and make sure you do both the inner work and the outer work. That's the way to get to the next level as fast as possible and have it be easeful without freaking the F out every step along the way.
Heck yes. And so let's just kind of pull some scenarios here for where some of you might be right now in your business or in your lives. I know for a lot of the clients that I work with, you've reached a certain level of success, right? You're working with clients, things are working as long as you're working. And so you're able to attract people, but it takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy on your end to kind of get these clients in. And then you're also noticing sometimes that they're not always the most yummy clients for you to be working with. So inside of this process, you're probably experiencing where, okay, so if I have a certain level of success, but I feel like it should be feeling better at this point. I want to feel better about what I'm doing. And part of that also is, how can I possibly get to making
probably the scenario is right now, like, you're around that six-figure mark. You probably just hit your first like 100K. And you're thinking to yourself, holy crap, if it takes this much energy and this much time for me to maintain this level of success, how the heck am I ever going to be able to manage that level of success at $1 million company or whatever else it is? So there's two things that are going on here. Number one, the way that you're operating inside of the business. But number two, the internal conflicts that you're most likely experiencing around growing and scaling and not seeing the possibility for you to actually have more spaciousness and more ease as you scale.
So as you're thinking about that, it's important to know that as your business grows and as you grow, the way that you work will change and the way that you operate will change. The caliber of client you work with will change. For example, if you doubled your rates today, the clients who you would be working with would be completely different. The people who would be able to afford that higher rate will be on a completely different level. Like, you know, Sophie was saying, if you right now you're working with clients and it's a lot of energy to get them results, it's a lot of energy to service them, and it's just a drain. So like by the end of a day of seeing four or five clients, you're just a puddle on the floor. Know that when you up-level yourself and you start charging more, just that one variable will completely change the kind of clients who will work with you. You're going to find them being even more dedicated. They'll put even more energy in it. They'll be even more fun. They'll be used to working on themselves and solving problems. And they've probably worked with coaches before, which means that it'll be even more fun and easier for you. You'll have even more energy. Not to mention the pressures of getting clients will reduce, right? Because you'll need half the number of clients to achieve the same wealth. So you can see how doing these, even just one shift, it's just a number, right? You haven't done anything else different in your business. You're just charging more. Can completely change your entire world. But if when I said, you know, what happens if you doubled your rates tonight? If right then, if your butthole tightened up a little bit, right? That means there is some inner work that needs to be done, that you have to make some internal shifts. You must shift who you are, who you see yourself to be in order to make that shift. But remember, that's just one variable. There are many, and that could change your entire life. If you wanted to just stay at the same income, that means you get to work half the time. And so there are ways that by making these internal shifts, you can make things easier. And so it's not like in order to make a million, if you're at 100,000, that you're going to have to work 10 times as hard or 100 times as hard or a million times as hard. That's not how it works, right? So let's open our mind and realize that things can actually be easier as we make even more money. They don't have to get harder.
Heck yeah. And so I love what you're sharing here, Dan, especially around butthole pee. As I'm sharing with you guys a lot of the strategies and the process to this, really tune into how your body is reacting and responding, because that's going to give you insight into where there's resistance inside of you, even though logically you're like, yeah, I want to do that. Pay attention to where there's any resistance or where there's any fear or where there's any like disbelief of possibility. And that's going to give you insight on like where that internal shift needs to happen. Because again, the external strategy will only be as well implemented as you are as well integrated internally. We always want to make sure that the internal piece is first there before you execute on the external strategy. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of cleaning up later. So with that being said, when we're also talking about growing and scaling, yes, raising your prices is obviously one of the quickest ways to go ahead and just start to increase the amount of profit you're making. But more importantly, what we also want to do, because I know for a lot of you, you're at a place where you're kind of at capacity with clients. I know for a lot of coaches, especially, you've been working with a lot of one-on-one clients, and that's kind of just been your model to this point. And so in your mind, it's kind of like, okay, so I raised my prices, but even then, I'm still at a cap as far as like how many hours I can work and how many clients I can take on with the money that I'm making. So there's still like that variable there. And so here's a possibility that I'd love for you to explore and to tap into and to really feel where the resistance lies, okay? And there's a few different pieces I'm going to take on here. Number one, the possibility of you, instead of just having one-on-one services, being able to step into the possibility of having more of a intimate, high-touch group experience, where you can actually service more people in less time and have more time on your agenda. This is kind of one of the first strategies when we're talking about scaling specifically for coaches or mentorship of any type, being able to move from that one-on-one model into more of that group experience. Now, I can guarantee that there are probably some of you out there thinking, yeah, that doesn't work for my business model, or that doesn't work for what I do. And so my curiosity here would be around, okay, what part of you is feeling resistance and feeling like it's not possible for you? What part of you is feeling like you can't actually create the same results in a group dynamic that you can in one-on-one? And where are the fears inside of that or the disconnect? Because again, having done this many, many times and having supported many, many clients in making this kind of pivot as they're growing and as they're scaling, it's more than possible with many different types of industries and niches and whatever service it is that you're providing. It's learning how to do it in a way that's appropriate, but more importantly, you learning how to step into a leadership role where you can actually hold space for multiple people at one time and learn how to appropriately facilitate that type of transformation or that type of evolution.
You know, I used to have this same sort of resistance myself. I used to think, well, I'm a life coach. I help people with very intimate problems or challenges. And these things are very personal. We're very vulnerable with this work. How could I ever really do this as a leveraged program, right? Where I work with many people at the same time. And it was a big mental and emotional hurdle. I had to change the way that I saw myself and my services. And the beautiful thing is, now that I do these group coaching programs, my clients get amazing results because they work in a group environment, because they have input from everybody else. They work with each other. They support each other. They hear each other's questions and see how I work with them and how they work with each other. And all of that increases the value that they get from this and speeds up their transformations. So it really is just that perception switch that I'm fairly certain any kind of career, like any kind of business, can have an element of it that is a mastermind or some sort of group program where you can really make the most out of your time and still help everyone.
Yeah, because a big part of this too is like, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're tuning into this right now, then I know that you're somebody who genuinely gives a shit about the work that you do. You genuinely care about people. Otherwise, you wouldn't resonate with Dan and I. So it's also coming from the perspective of, you can only impact so many people when you're only doing one-on-one work. And if you really want to have a bigger impact in the world, you really need to get into the mindset of growing and scaling, of really being able to reach more people in less time and are having a team that supports you in reaching more people so that you're not the only person delivering that message. And this is also probably something that there's a little fear gremlin inside of there around team and scaling and what that means. And so before I even dive into this, Dan, I'd love for you to kind of just share, like, what were some of the thoughts or the fears or the resistance that were coming up for you when you first encountered the idea of like moving from one-on-one to group?
Oh man. Okay. Let me see if I can dig this, open this Pandora's box back up, because this was also, I was doing kind of a lot at the same time. When I first started doing my group programs, I was in the process, first of all, of truly finding my identity as a coach and really sinking into myself and really finding out where my real value was and is. Back then, when I first started doing it, when coaches would see me, I'd still be kind of businessy, black shoes, slacks, tucked in business shirt. And that just wasn't really me at all. And I think that finding really who I was and the value that I could offer was a big step of that. I don't even know if I was seeing anybody virtually back then. I had everybody coming to see me because I figured that that's what they wanted, that's what they needed. And I had my wires crossed where it's like, yeah, you know, they wanted contact with me, but it didn't necessarily have to be in person, right? Because that's not it, right? And they didn't come see me because of my clothes. That wasn't it either. Now, I mean, jeans and a black t-shirt, no shoes, mostly barefoot, like sitting cross-legged on my couch. Like that's how I do coaching now. And it's in my apartment or it's virtual. So I really had to break out of a lot of the bullshit rules that I had in my mind of what a life coach was and what people wanted from me and what did serving my clients really mean. I had to figure all of that stuff out. As I did, I was also raising my rates significantly. That was, I think, maybe the first time where I doubled my rates overnight. And I had to clear out a lot of the resistance and the questions of value, enoughness. Do I really bring enough to the table? What do I really offer my clients that they would pay that much? When I started working on those, it became apparent to me that I offer an enormous amount of value to my clients, like way more than I had been giving myself credit for. And as I started learning about that within myself, the possibility of doing a group program emerged because I realized that I had so much to give in so many different ways that it would be an incredible experience for someone to be a part of a group program with me. And that working with other people is something that I could do really well, right? I had to search for that inside of me, realizing like, actually, yeah, I can handle a big group of people. And actually, yeah, I can help them all, even if they have different goals or coming from different backgrounds. I can help each and every one of them in a way that feels really wholesome and good for me, is supportive for them, and can be applicable to whoever's listening. It's almost like a Tony Robbins workshop, right? Where he sits there and he processes people, but people in the audience get breakthroughs because we're all humans, right? We're all part of the same thing. And so your problem is probably mine. Your challenge is mine. And so your breakthroughs are also mine. But I never had that in me. I didn't see myself as someone who could do that. I never saw myself as someone who could potentially be on a stage in front of hundreds of people, which, by the way, I did last year, right, in my own 3-day event. And I had to have an identity like up level for me to be able to do that too. But it's all a progression. You see how it goes from like one-on-ones, this is my value, this is who I am, this is what I'm capable of. Did some inner work on all of that, changed my identity to say like, no, actually, you know what? I am a leader. I can see myself in front of tons of people with every single person there totally captivated, having their own beautiful evolutionary kind of experience. And then that went to online, working with groups of 10, 20 people. And then evolved even further as I kept on expanding myself into doing an event with 200 people in the audience. So you can do that too. It's not like I'm in any way special in that regard. It's that evolution of who you see yourself to be, how you show up, and what you really think you can offer the world, really how you see your value. That's going to be the determining factor of whether you can pull this off correctly or not.
So potent. I want to emphasize this because it goes to show like the strategy is the easy part. I'm just going to emphasize that. The strategy is the easy part. The hard part is doing the internal work, just like Dan's talking about, because it's very simple for me to sit here and say, great, you're at capacity with your one-on-one clients. The next thing for you to do is stepping into doing more of a group model. Obviously, there's a little bit more that goes into the structure of it, but more importantly, it's like, oh, wait, right? And you're going to come up to with all of these stories around it, all these perception, all these limiting beliefs that it's like, it's not going to be as effective or some other bullshit belief that you've got. And that's more so of like, oh, okay, let's hold up the mirror and see what's present for you, where those resistance and those blocks are. And this is the powerful work that Dan does and really getting clear for you. It's like, what is that identity shift that you need to step into? Because here's the truth for any of you that are at a place right now, you're happy, it's decent, but you know there's so much more that you could be getting to. You know there's so much more that you could be doing, so many more people you could be impacting, and so much more profit you could be making. Not because you're money hungry from that place, but more so because it's like, you know that abundance is your birthright, and you know that in having more financial abundance, you have more of an ability to impact the world with what it is you're really here to do. And here's the thing. What worked to get you from where you were previously to where you are today is not going to be what works to get you to whatever that next level is for you. Whether you're going from 100K to 500K or whether you're going from 50K to 100K or 100K to especially a million, these are completely different mindsets, completely different identities, and it's a completely different up level of who you are as a human being. And there's an evolutionary process that needs to happen inside of that. And the strategy, and this is what I find over and over and over again with my clients, the strategy tends to often be the thing that is the mirror for the internal work that needs to happen, right? Because once we start looking at, okay, here's the strategy that we need to put in place, then we start to see where the client is resistant, where they're not implementing, right? Where they're procrastinating and are where they're self-sabotaging and are. If the strategy isn't working for them, it's not that the strategy doesn't work, because it does. It's what part of them is feeling incongruent or is not feeling at its level of wholeness, are at its level of feeling like it's ready to really step into that next phase. And that's where it's like, yes, you need to have the right strategies in place. I'm not going to downplay that. You do. More importantly, you also need to have the right identity in place. And that's exactly what Dan's talking about. It's you up-leveling who you are as a human being and shifting what it is you believe about yourself, but what you believe about what's possible for you. And more importantly, and Dan, I'd love for you to kind of go in on this one, is what, if any, are those unconscious beliefs around what it would actually mean for you to grow and to scale to that next level, right?
Oh, yeah. This is like my home right here. Yes, there are a lot of strategies that I could help with my clients, but a lot of the times what I see is that my clients will, I've had clients quadrupling their income without doing a thing different. Is just by finding where they were getting inside of their own way, like where they were protecting themselves from their own success and eliminating that unconsciously, that allows all the strategies to work even better. One of the ways that I like to think about it, I had a client who was learning all the strategies of how to network like a pro, right? Because networking can be very powerful. I know a lot of people who have made multiple six figures and all they did was network. That was it. They didn't do anything else. So this client really wanted to do that. And so she was reading books about what to say and going to charisma workshops and going to all of, you know, these websites and books and everything like that, what to say, how to ask, how to remember people's names, all these strategies. You know what the problem was? She couldn't get herself to network. She would go into a room full of tons of people and she would want to hide under a table because she did not have the right identity to match with the level of success that she wanted. What I want you to do right now, think about where you are and where, you know, you are in life, who you see yourself to be, and how much money you're making. Now, if you have a model, if you have someone in your life who's earning 10 times more than you, think about who they are and what they believe about themselves. How they see life, how they see money, how they see themselves, how they see their businesses. If you don't have someone you know like that, imagine it. Imagine what Tony Robbins thinks about himself. Imagine what Warren Buffett thinks about themselves. Think about these incredible entrepreneurs who are making billions. And then see if you can find the differences between how they believe in themselves or how they see themselves and how you do. The most common areas that I see of people getting in their own way of success are within deservedness. We all say that we deserve to get to the next level because that's what we're supposed to think. And that's what feels good to think it. It's a lot harder to admit you don't believe you deserve it, right? But that could be it. Worthiness. You don't believe you're worthy of getting to that next level. Another way of saying it is if I doubled my rates and people actually got into my business, they would be disappointed with what they're getting out of it. Or they'd be disappointed in me, of what they're getting from me. I don't bring enough value to the table. I haven't done enough. I'm not experienced enough. I don't know enough. I don't whatever enough. That's a big one too, right? It's just an extension of I'm not good enough or I am not enough. Which is another one that a lot of people don't want to think. They don't want to feel that. And so they'll lie to themselves and they will go and try to find external means of overcoming that by trying other marketing methods, offering different services, trying and changing, you know, continuously throwing spaghetti against the wall, but finding that very rarely anything sticks. And so you can look into that, finding out, why do you even want to do this in the first place? That's a really big thing. Like, why do you even want to succeed? Because if you are succeeding so that you can feel enough, or so that you can feel better about yourself, if you still feel good about yourself when you have a lot of money in the bank and worse about yourself when you don't, that means that you are at some level working in your business so that you can resolve something that you're feeling internally. The problem is that when you do that, you realize that you will never be successful enough. And so what can happen there is that it drains your energy. That's a soul-sucking thing. And so you end up working as hard as you possibly can, never getting anywhere until the point where you just say, F it. And you stop working so hard and things start falling apart. It's almost like that learned helplessness that can kick in, saying like, look, I'm going to hate myself forever. What? Why bother? Why bother doing all this stuff? What does it really mean? You feel empty and it starts draining the battery. You can have areas there of fear of rejection, that if you play even bigger, then a lot more people are going to see you and they're going to invest a lot more in you. That means if you mess up, it's going to be even bigger, right? When you play small, the mistakes that you make are not that bad. When you play big, the mistakes that you make are potentially huge. And that can be terrifying, right? So you can actually be afraid of your own success. These models inside of you, these patterns inside of you, will lead you to protecting yourself from success. They will lead you, you know, we can call it self-sabotage, right? Procrastinating, losing focus, losing energy, not betting on yourself, not hiring a team, not hiring a coach, trying to DIY everything in your business, all of these things, right? Come from that place of feeling that, you know what, I'm going to delay my success. I'm going to slow things down because I don't believe that if I put the money into this, that if I play even bigger, or God forbid I become successful, that I'm going to be able to stay there.
And it's a real thing for so many entrepreneurs. Because again, I have many, many clients who come in and we start to lay out the entire strategy. We lay out the plan, right? And what I do, it's very strategy oriented. It's very systems oriented. But again, what's the difference between Jane and Jesse when Jane's able to start crushing multiple six-figure years in her business, but Jesse is still struggling to get to that 100K mark? They're using the exact same strategy. Now, granted, some of you may allude to it's like, oh, well, what if Jane has like a larger social following? Okay, well, let's look at like what would actually attribute to Jane having a larger social following. That's Jane showing up more in her wholeness and her authenticity and how she communicates with her audience. Oh, hey, that correlates to you actually having the willingness to show up, the willingness to be who you truly are, to share more vulnerably or more transparently from a place of authority, not just from a place of here I am in my pain, but from a place of power. And you being willing to actually connect with your audience and to put yourself on the line in that way. And so all of this, regardless of what the strategy is, again, it always, always, always comes down to who are you actually being, right? And the analogy that I'll oftentimes share with clients when we get into these kind of conversations is you can imagine two people, right? They both get their gym membership at the same time. Person number one wakes up every single day, 5 a.m., and drinks his gallon of water, goes to the gym, works out hard. Right? He's over there maxing out on reps, maxing out on weights, doing a full body exercise, gets his cardio done, feeling awesome, goes and meditates because he's also really spiritual and believes in balance, does some yoga, and then he gets his green fruit smoothie and has like a super wholesome meal. Person number two, same routine, right? Gets up at 5 a.m., but instead of like having that excitement that person number one had, they are like crawling out of bed, dreading it, thinking about how much they really don't want to do this, how miserable they are, and they get their butt to the gym. They do the same workout, but this time when they're doing it, they pick the weight that's like fine. It's doing like they can carry it, but it's not really giving them any kind of resistance. So they're not really doing the work, but they're just doing enough so that they actually said that they showed up, right? And then they go and they walk on the treadmill for 15, 20 minutes. And then they go and they grab their green juice. But then after they grab their green juice, they stop by McDonald's on the way back because they were craving some French fries and that felt really good for them. They both do this, the same exact thing, the same exact strategy for 3 months. At the end of those 3 months, person number one, amazing. they are feeling so empowered. They are so excited about what they're doing. They feel like they've completely transformed their entire body from the inside out, right? And then person number two is pissed off and frustrated and saying, well, the strategy didn't work. Well, my friend, it did. You just didn't work it because there was something inside of you that needed to be shifted that you weren't either cognizant of or that you were having resistance towards. And that's where the shift needs to happen. And this is the piece where it's like, if you just focus and you're only always focusing on the external strategy, you're always looking for, well, I need this diet or I need this strategy or I need this marketing plan or I need this business coach. If what you're having right now isn't working, it's usually a sign that we need to go internally first to get what you are doing to work before you start to step into the next strategy. Because the biggest shift is always going to come from how you show up and who you're being and how you're operating as a human being inside of your business. And once your elevated emotional states are where they need to be and you're operating at your full capacity, then we can look at taking your wholeness and implementing a new strategy.
Oh man, I love that you brought fitness into this because for both of us, right?
Fitness for both of us, heck yeah. Big
part of our lives, right? Like I love it. And I was actually just having a conversation earlier today. I don't know what it is whenever I work out, like the walk from the gym to my car, I just get flooded with like deep thoughts and metaphors and stuff like that. It's just a beautiful time for my brain to do stuff. And I was just thinking how similar it is working out and business, right? Where when you work out, if you really want to be successful, there are two main things like inside the gym, right? Never mind outside of the gym, nutrition and everything like that. But inside the gym, there are two main variables, two main things that will determine how successful you are with your fitness routine. One is progressive overload, and two is flexibility. What progressive overload essentially means is that you're never really lifting weights that you can like fully lift. You're not just like swinging around 5-pound weights. You're actually looking to find that breaking point so that you can move past it with a mentality of, I'm not actually looking to succeed. I'm trying to fail. I'm trying to figure out where my failure point is so that I can overcome it. And that is a huge mindset shift.
That is such a good analogy.
Right?
Boom.
Right?
There you go, guys. We are looking for the strategy that you're going to fail at so we can figure out where the internal shift needs to happen.
Exactly, because that's going to be your growth. But just think about how different that is from most people's perspective. They want things that they can be good at. They want softball pitches. They want t-ball, right? They want business to be t-ball. But you know what? If you play t-ball, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to be able to slam that ball out of the park because you're trying to stay within your comfort zone at that level. That's what that is. But the people who really go there and you see them really working, like Sophie said, you know, they're like killing themselves inside of the gym. When they're done with their cardio, they look like they just ran a marathon, like they just ran from a bear, right? They aren't just like, I'm going to sit here and check my Facebook on this treadmill. Like, no, they're working so hard that they can't even hold their phone. Like, that's not even a thing. They can't even focus on it because they're trying to find that place that they are right up. They're redlining right there because they know that the more time they spend in there, the more comfortable they get in there, the easier it'll be to pass that. And then they're just going to do it again. They're going to find the next level. Now, the other thing that's really responsible for your success inside of the gym is flexibility, right? When you go in there, you have to stretch because if you just run in and you try to deadlift 400 pounds clean without, you know, you just woke up and just went and deadlifted 400 pounds, you're probably going to hurt yourself. And it's going to feel like you're trying an impossible task. Well, in business, it's the same way. You have to be flexible in your mind. That means you need to get used to seeing issues and yourself and your clients and your problems and your struggles and your challenges from like 100 different ways. You must be really flexible. And becoming flexible, by the way, also sucks. Go to a yoga class for an hour and a half, right? And you'll see that like, it's not just kind of stretching. A lot of it, like most of the yoga classes that I go to, I'm dying by the end of it. Oddly enough, kind of sore. And I'm sweating my balls off because when you really stretch, you are stretching beyond a little bit beyond the comfort zone, right? Yoga teachers will tell you do the pose, not to the point of pain, but a little bit past the point of discomfort, that you are still stretching beyond where you used to be. And in business, you need to be able to do that as well. But notice also how most people won't do that because of a network, probably, of limiting beliefs and identity hangups, where they say, you know what, I'm going to do what's easy. I'm going to do what's comfortable. And I'm just going to stay here and just expect that the results will show up in my life. But they won't. You have to push yourself.
Heck yeah. And I'm going to address this too, because this is the other end of the spectrum that I'll see. Is when people don't have any freaking clue what they're actually doing. Like, they're working hard and they are putting in all the blood, sweat, and tears, but they don't actually have a plan. So they're going in the gym every day, and this used to be me, where I would just go and like hop on the treadmill for like an hour every single day, but I would still get frustrated why I wasn't seeing the results I wanted to see. And then I would like barely eat any food because I was like, well, duh, if I want to lose weight, I just need to eat less. Duh, right? Wrong. And this is that thing. It's like the inner work and the outer work go hand in hand. You need both. Like, if you are an entrepreneur, you need both. End of story. And they are both just as important. I would say that the internal is probably even more so important because, again, the strategy is only going to get you as far as the internal work that you're doing. But this is the piece where it's like, I did not actually start seeing real freaking results until I hired a freaking trainer who then looked at what I was doing and told me, hey, these are the mistakes that you're making. This is where you're going wrong. The fact that you're only doing cardio is what's keeping you from actually getting the tone type of physique that you want to have. And the fact that you're only eating so much food is actually what's keeping your body in starvation mode. And it's why you're not actually shedding the fat. You're just shedding muscle. I'm like, oh, shit. And this is that thing. It's like, yes, you can be like the most magnetic human being in the world. But at the same time, like, if you're not utilizing the strategy for your business, and it doesn't need to be a complex strategy, it could be something as simple as like you learning how to speak to the right people on Facebook in the right way to where they actually get your content, then people will start flocking to you, right? It doesn't need to be this whole like, oh, build out a crazy webinar or funnel. No, it's super, super simple. It was super simple for me. It was like, hey, Soph, these are the types of meals you need to be eating. This is the type of training regimen you need to do. And when I got a really specific strategy based on exactly where I was and exactly where I was wanting to get to within 3 months, I mean, gosh, you guys can probably scroll back in my feeds and see the transformation pictures. It was crazy, crazy. I think I went from like 25 to 27% body fat, and I dropped down to like 17%, like 10% body fat in like 90 days. Shredded, granted, it was very intense. But at the same time, it would have taken me a hell of a lot longer to ever get there if I didn't actually have somebody giving me a strategy. So we can shortcut your path to success by months, if not years, if not decades, by having the right strategy in place, especially if you've mastered the internal work. Now, again, even if you've mastered at this level, there is going to be a whole nother level as you start to grow and scale. And that's the thing, that the internal work never ends, which is why you always need to be doing that internal work. And even me at my level, it's like, I don't even think I'm working. I have a team behind me that I'm involved with when it comes to business and marketing that I actually mentor inside of their program. And that's the business and marketing mentorship that I receive as far as training goes. But everything else that I'm doing, I've got my own Gene Keys healer. I've got my own actual energy healer. I have somebody that does body work for me. Like, everything that I'm doing is about me optimizing my internal self so that I can show up more powerfully in my business, because I know the strategy and I've mastered the strategy. And now it's just about me being able to be more potent in how I show up inside of the business to be able to create the results I want to create, right? That's coming from my own capacity and me increasing my capacity to show up. So yes, having the strategy is absolutely imperative. And again, it's going to be a direct reflection of how you've elevated yourself. And also, the last thing I want to add in here is about efficiency and effectiveness. Because I know for a lot of you, again, there's this concept of like, fuck, I don't even know if I have the time or the energy to work that much harder. There's a way for you to grow and to scale where you can actually work a hell of a lot less and make a heck of a lot more. There's, again, multiple strategies to this, but part of this, number one, is recognizing that getting rid of that like work harder mentality and stepping more into that work smarter mentality. on how can you become more efficient and more effective with the time that you are spending in your business and get out of this achievement addiction, right? This need to constantly be doing in your business to feel like you're succeeding, but instead realizing, okay, what are the things that are actually creating ROI in my business? What are the actual money generating activities that I need to be putting my time and energy into? And all of the other things, what can I delegate, right? And or get rid of and are no longer be doing so that I'm spending less time creating more profit and I get to go enjoy my life. You get to actually take more care of who you are and elevate yourself through your self-care practice, through working with your coach or your mentor or your healer, whomever it is, so that you can continue to evolve who you are so that you can show up more potently inside of the business, but also having more spaciousness inside of all of that, which at the end of the day, if you're listening to this, is what you really want. And I know that's what you really want because that's what I really want. What's the point of having a $1 million business if all you're ever doing is just working 24/7? Mm-hmm. You want to have a business that you can actually have a life with. And that's really what we're here to support you on, is not just waiting until you get to that level of success, because I know that that's also a pattern that a lot of you run, right? You wait until you're at this place to reward yourself. That's another limiting belief that I'm sure Dan will tackle for you guys. But it's also recognizing how you can actually honor, love, and enjoy the entire process throughout all of it, and know that these lows, these waves that you're going to be riding when you are evolving, because there's always going to be a next level. When you hit those lows, you recognize that that's an internal shift that needs to happen, and you reach out for that support so that you can go ahead and more fluidly move through that wave and get back up to those highs.
Yep. And that's also why it's really important to surround yourself with people who are already doing what you want to do. It's one of the beautiful things about hiring a coach is that you get to spend a lot of time with someone who is already there or even past where you want to be. Because the more time you spend around people, and I'm going to include, so obviously physically being around them, that's the most important, but reading autobiographies or biographies about these people, watching their videos, listening to their podcasts, mingling with them, learning from them, hiring them, putting that into your sphere over and over and over and over again will give you not only the strategies, right? Because you can see what self-care they do. Who do they hire? What do their teams look like? What do their businesses look like? What does everything there feel like? But also you start kind of imbibing their energy and you start absorbing it. And it's really funny how you can hang out with a bunch of extremely wealthy, let's say millionaires, just hanging out, like just going to get drinks and shooting shit, and get a business breakthrough that is going to change the rest of your life. Like, you never talked about business, but just like being around their energy and feeling what they feel. You kind of get to step into their world and see, how do they see themselves? How do they see their lives? What do they do? What are their strategies for just life, right? Just like showing up and having a model of possibility. Because a lot of times we'll hang out with people who are models of possibilities are the wrong things. Like, we hang out with people who are like, yeah, I know, making that 100K is really hard, right? Stop hanging out with those people. You don't want to be around them. You can be in there with a class, let's say a workshop, a group training, but that's because you have a guide who will break those limitations for you. Who will say, no. It can be easy to make 100K, and it can feel very easeful to make $1 million. Difference by that, by the way, is easeful does not necessarily mean easy. It could be a lot of work, but it won't feel that way. It won't feel stressful. It doesn't have to feel like you're murdering yourself to get to that next level. So having these examples around you does magic, really does magic. I can't tell you how good it was for me to meet other life coaches who were making 100K a month. I never knew that was possible before. And so I didn't care to think about what it would take to get me there. I didn't think about self-care. I didn't think about other strategies. All I thought was, I'm making X per client. And if I want to make 10X, I need to see 10X clients. And so I just murdered myself to do that, because that's all I knew. That was my model of reality, because that's who I saw. There's all the other coaches that I was networking with. That's what they were all doing. And so that was my reality. So see if you can also find a mentor, a guide, hire someone who is going to be a great model for you that's another beautiful thing also with getting into group programs. While we're talking about switching up your mentality of whether you can do a group program or not, realize that when one student starts killing it in your program, the rest of your students will too, because they're going to see that one person and they're going to think, oh shit, it is possible. And if they can do it, maybe I can do it. And you know what the gorgeous thing is? If they say, oh, they can do it, but not me, and just inner work, just help them out with their inner work, right? Because that's all it is. It's not the strategy. It's just how they see themselves. It's their identity. We'll help them see that they can do it too. And all of a sudden you get this like virus of success that goes around and people are just contagious and just passing it off, coughing millions of dollars on each other. And it's a gorgeous thing. And so you can put yourself into that situation too. And just by osmosis, become even more successful.
We obviously are feeling very passionate about this topic because this is one of our much longer episodes. But yeah, I think we'll go ahead and we'll kind of just wrap it up here for you guys, because we've given you a ton in regards to really like looking at how do you get to the next level of success. Number one, again, just a quick recap, it's making sure that your internal and your external are both aligned, and also remembering that your external strategy will only work to the capacity of which you've evolved yourself internally first. So the internal work is absolutely imperative for you to reach that level of success, and also making sure that you have the right strategy in place to get you there. And that helps by having role models, coaches, mentors who are where you want to be and are who have the success that you want to have or whatever it is. And then also making sure that you're honoring yourself and that you are really taking care of you along the way. So Dan, any other final words or any other, I think, was there a task that we were going to throw in on this one too?
Always, 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 always. But before we get to the task, look, if you got a lot out of this episode, if you enjoy this podcast, and if you feel like other people should hear it too, please share this out. You know, leave us a review, leave us some stars, you know, leave us a 5-star on iTunes.
Give us some stars. Let us know what you think,
you know, help us get this message out so that even more people can up level as well and get the breakthroughs that you've been getting, because it really is important, right? We can help other people. We can help complete strangers get their breakthroughs. And in that way, kind of all help each other raise vibrations and help each other get into that mode of abundance. So if you dug it, please do us a favor and help other people get to this as well. Now, your task for this episode, what I want you to do is think about what that next level means for you. Is it a group program? Is it raising your rates? Is it hiring a team? Is it hiring a coach? Is it whatever it is for you? Write that down. And then I want you to really feel into it. And you're looking for all of the reasons that it's not going to work, that it isn't for you, that you shouldn't do it now, that it's not going to happen, that whatever, any resistance at all. And I want you to write that all down like a shopping list of internals that you're going to change. And then look at them. And the first step is identifying it, right? Just putting it down on paper is a huge thing, because then you know that you can make those shifts. And then after that, what I'd love for you to do, connect with your higher self. That's a part of you that's free of fear, free of inhibition, that is wise, that is shining, that is powerful, that is self-honoring and self-loving. And ask them what they feel about, you can just pick one item. Just one item on that list at first, and see what your higher self feels about that. Ask them for advice. Ask them for what you should do, and hear that, and then just do it. Because I'm pretty sure if you really are connecting with your higher self, you're going to get the message that you're ready, that you've been ready, and that it is time to play even bigger and to really honor yourself in this process. And then just do it.
And reach out for support. Hi. We're here to support you. Even if it's just like where to go next, if it's not us and it's someone else, we've got so many incredible resources. Plus we're pretty fucking awesome ourselves. I'd like to not to toot our own horn, but beep, beep. So inside of that too, I'd also like to just know, like, if you guys are enjoying this shift in the content that we're starting to produce and you're finding that this is really speaking to you and you want more of this, let us know. reach out to us, send us a DM on Instagram or Facebook. I love hearing from you guys. I know Dan does too. Just shoot us an email and or share. I love, love, love seeing you guys sharing about when you're listening to our episodes. It really just lights my heart on fire. And I know it's so cool to just like see what you guys are doing and where you are in the world. So thank you again so, so much for just spending your day, night, whatever time in the world it is for you right now, listening to this. And we just appreciate you from truly the bottom of our hearts. And really, really glad that you guys are tuning into all of this. It's some powerful, powerful stuff.
Love you guys.